for this is De Bello Gallico, Book 1, Chapter 3, lines 18 to 24. And so you're starting off with the verb probat. So he proves, he demonstrates, elise, to them, that clonata perficere, to accomplish their attempts, esse perfacile factu, is very easy to do. So you see that perfacile factu, very easy to do. That's that ablative supine. Propteria quod, because ipse, he himself, obtenturus esset, was going to obtain the imperium, the power, the rule, suae civitatis, of his own state. Non esse dubium, there was no doubt, quin, but, that Helvetii possent, that the Helvetians could plurimum, the most, totius Galliae, of all of Gaul. All right, so this is a very weird little phrase, that the Helvetians could the most. Okay, so what are they trying to say? He's trying to say that they were the most powerful. And so that would actually be the best translation, but literally they were able the most. They were the most able. Okay, so let's go back to non esse dubium. There was no doubt but that Helvetians, plurimum possent, that the Helvetians were the most powerful, totius Galliae, of all of Gaul. I'm going to go down to confirmat. He affirms, he confirms that he, say, with his own troops, suis copiis, and his own army, suor exercitu, conciliatorum, would secure, or actually, excuse me, it should be will secure, because confirmat is present, so he confirms that he will secure regna, the kingdoms, the sovereign powers, illis, for them. Okay, all right, so he confirms, he affirms that he will secure the sovereign powers for them with his own forces and with his own army. Adducti, influenced, hac oratione, by this speech. Dant, they give, they provide. Fidem et usurandum, a pledge and an oath, inter se, among themselves. Okay, so basically he's given this speech, and so they all end up swearing an oath to each other. Let's see. Occupato regno, with the political power, with the kingdom having been obtained. Per tres potentissimos ac firmissimos populos, through three very powerful and very strong peoples. Sperant, they hope, say that they posse potere, can take possession, can obtain the power, totius Galliae, of all of Gaul. Okay, so that whole translation again from 18 to 24, he demonstrates to them that to accomplish their attempts is very easy to do, because he himself was going to obtain the power of his own state. There was no doubt but that the Helvetians were the most powerful of all of Gaul. He affirms that he will secure the kingdoms for them with his own troops and with his own army. Influenced by this speech, they give a pledge and an oath among themselves, and with the political power having been obtained, they hope that they can take possession of all of Gaul through three very powerful and very strong peoples. So basically, what does that mean? That means that they want to as allies support each other. And since they're so strong and so powerful, they think it shouldn't be any sort of problem for them to take over.